Hello, and welcome back to 365 Days with MXM Tune. I'm Maya, a singer, songwriter, videomaker, Oakland native, and birthday celebrator. I'm also a huge fan of history. I love untold stories, gross facts, hidden secrets, and anything weird, dark, and funky from the past. Each day, I'm going to share one of my favorite deep cuts with you, so let's take a look at today's stories.
It's 365 with MXM Tune. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365
MXM2. Is today your birthday? Well, if it is, you're not alone. September 9th is the most popular birthday in the US. How do we even know what the most popular birthday is? Well, the database journalism outlet 538 took 20 years of data from the US National Center for Health Statistics and the US Social Security Administration to make a chart showing the most frequent birthdays. Spanning from 1994 to 2014, it turned out that the week and a half between September 9th and September 20th contains 9 of the top 10 birthdays in America. The top 3 are September 9th, 19th, and 12th. Incidentally, that also means that Virgos are the most popular zodiac sign. Make of that what you will. Why is this week and a half in September so popular for birthdays? Not to be too literal about this, but that would make these babies' conception date between Christmas and New Year's, and hey, that kind of makes sense. People are more likely to get off from work, it's a festive season, and well, you know what comes next. But strangely enough, the 4 least popular birthdays from this research are holidays: Christmas, Christmas Eve, New Year's Day, and the 4th of July. Remember, these findings come from data on babies born in the US. We're the only country that celebrates US independence. So maybe in other countries, their regional holidays would have lower birth rates too. Even February 29th, a day that only occurred 6 times across those 20 years due to leap years, had more births than these holidays. On the other hand, fewer babies were born on Friday the 13th than any other day of the week that happened to be the 13th day of a month. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, yes, the same CDC that is giving us guidance about staying safe during the pandemic, 31.7% of births in the US are done via C-section. This is a surgical procedure in which a baby is extracted through the parent's abdomen rather than through a vaginal delivery. Why is this relevant to the birthday stats? C-sections are generally planned in advance, unlike other kinds of births. Maybe doctors are more likely to take the day off on holidays, or maybe parents are more likely to plan a C-section for a seemingly ordinary day. Who knows? Not to delve too deep into statistics and probability, but this data also revealed that not all days have the same probability of being somebody's birthday. So if you have a group of 23 people, there's a 50% probability that 2 of these people share the same birthday. When the group expands to 70, there is a 99% chance of a shared birthday. This seems too good to be true since there are 366 possible birthdays, but since not every day has the same probability of being somebody's birthday, it's true. This is called a veridical paradox, a statement that seems absurd at first, but turns out to be true. Funnily enough, another good example of this kind of paradox has to do with birthdays. If someone born on February 29th is 21 years old, he might say he's only had 5 birthdays. Technically, that's true. Since he's born on a leap day, it has only been February 29th 5 times since he was born. But he's not 5 years old. That's false. He has lived 21 years. He just hasn't celebrated his birthday on his actual day of birth. So, if September 9th is such a popular birthday, who are some people you might know that were born on this day? Well, we have to say a happy birthday to Adam Sandler, Hugh Grant, Michael Bublé, Afrojack, and you, if you're listening and it's your birthday. Have you ever wondered why we celebrate our birthday anyway? Well, historical documents show that people celebrated their birthdays as early as the 5th century BC, when writing about Persian culture, the Greek philosopher Herodotus wrote that days that they celebrated the most were birthdays. People would celebrate special meals, like baked cow, horse, camel, or donkey, but in some cultures, celebrating your birthday every year hasn't been ingrained for so long. In Japan, for example, birthdays just aren't as big a deal as they are in the West. Apparently, celebrating birthdays only became common after World War II, when soldiers picked up practices of different nations. Anyways, if your birthday is today, happy birthday. If it's not your birthday, then, well, come back to this episode on your birthday. And, well, now it's your birthday. Happy birthday. Now let's talk about music. Today, in 2006, Justin Timberlake's Sexy Back hit number one on the American Billboard charts. Featuring Timbaland, this song was Timberlake's first number one hit, staying in the top spot for 7 weeks. Previously as a member of NSYNC, Timberlake saw the song It's Gonna Be Me hit number one, but this was his first number one as a solo performer. Now the song has sold over 17 million units. A single from the record, Future Sex Love Sounds, the former Mickey Mouse Club star said that he recorded the song in one day. Pretty impressive, Justin. And now for today's final segment, I'll be going into my own photo archives to see what I was up to on a September 9th in my life. September 9th, 2019, I dyed my hair purple, and thus a very, you know, I guess, hair chapter of my life started. I feel like dyeing my hair purple was kind of like the, I went through my edgy phase. It wasn't even that edgy. I think I just thought I looked cooler, but my hair was purple for a time. I kept it purple for a while, actually. I think around like 7 months or something like that. I don't really miss it. I think I'd just buy a wig now. Maybe I'll do that next. Who knows? Thanks for going back in time with me, and remember to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. You can come back tomorrow for more stories from the past.
It's 365 with MXM2. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.